This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Turn it up.
This is what John Harbaugh had to say.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. Thinking about Lamar all the time. Thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We love him.
John Harbaugh, I believe, is proving himself to be the greatest frontman since Mick Jagger.
Today's guests, ESPN NFL analyst Robert Griffin III, Panthers running back Miles Sanders, San Diego State head coach Brad Dutcher, and now it's Dutcher. Rich Eisen.
Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live on the Roku channel for free every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern while you potentially are listening to this show on our terrestrial radio outfit from coast to coast, Sirius XM and Odyssey, and so much more. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial over the next 3 hours. If you want to have a conversation with us, we say hello to our podcast listeners. We're all podcasts may be acquired through the Cumulus Podcast Network. We say hello to anybody within the sound of our voice. If you're watching later on the Roku channel, guess what? You could join us live every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern time. How are you over there, Christopher Brockman? What's going on,
Rich,
sir?
I'm great.
Good to see you over there, DJ Mikey Diaz and D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
Good
morning.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
From where I don't know. But
Floor installation.
Oh, good. Floor installation.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing also on the side?
No, oh, I'm actually physically
getting
many
installed.
Jobs.
I'm
yes.
sorry. as you know, the floor is our ceiling every single day here on the program. Does that make sense? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Michael Jordan said that.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson.
Good to be seen, Rich.
Yeah, excellent.
You know, in order to continue my WrestleMania week themed T-shirt
yes.
thing, I got
what do you
me
got?
And, me and Shinsuke Nakamura, my favorite male wrestler from a little league, minor league field in Coney Island. We took this picture.
How about
together.
That? That's good to know.
You know, just for the rest of the fans.
We got
out there.
Cody Rhodes on the show tomorrow.
I know.
I just found out he's going to have a film crew with him.
Well, they're documenting the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's not like a vanity project or anything.
No, okay. Yeah. Not at all.
We're on the road.
We're on the roads.
To WrestleMania.
We're on the roads. Very good.
Oh.
Hey, guess what, guys and gals?
What's up, brother?
We start off this show with the two words. That we've been saying quite a bit these days, waiting for Aaron Rodgers to finally get traded to the Jets, and it's
sorry, folks.
There it is.
Sorry, folks.
Aaron Rodgers is still not on the Jets.
That's not the two words I thought.
We're knocking on the door of Football Wally's World, saying where is Aaron Rodgers? And I'll tell you this again from the New York Jets fan base: we are sitting back.
You still not worried, bro?
I am so not worried.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to happen. 1,000,000% going to happen. And I hear all the time on my Twitter feed, even from friends, people who I adore, like Andrew Brandt, frequent guest of this show, former Packers front office executive, saying the Packers have the leverage and the Jets don't have much leverage because they've got to have Aaron Rodgers, as if the Packers don't have to get rid of him, which they do. Well, I have to get rid of him until September 1st, I get it. Is everybody just sitting back, waiting, playing whatever game is being played out? The leverage that the Jets fans are going to be all freaking out. Hey, if you're a Jet fan freaking out, first of all, I get it. Secondly, don't worry.
Relax.
Don't worry. Take a page from Aaron Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X. The Packers can't have him on their team September 1. And they can't have him walking around, maybe showing up to training camp. Can't have him showing up to OTAs if Rodgers wants to make things a little bit awkward, which, by the way, kind of seems like he's got that gene in him. Kind of seems like he would have that gene in him to just say showing up and go, oh, okay. You know, I know my intention is to play for the Jets, but I'm under contract here, and I'm a professional. I'm going to show up here, sit at my locker. Didn't think I'd be here, but I'm here because they won't send me to where I want to go, but I'm here.
He's got that Richard the King petty gene.
But I've got I got this knee thing. I got this hip thing. I don't know if I can, you know, I'm going to be in the trainer's room, but I'll just be here for your questions. And also, he can make things a little bit difficult when he steps in front of a microphone. Certainly, if you're going to start pushing back on his narrative. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Jets can go into the draft using their draft capital. That's fine. Then they'll trade you the future draft capital then, I guess. And then if they got to give Zach Wilson the reps in the OTAs, that's the whole point of getting Aaron Rodgers. He's potentially not going to stick around for 6-7 more years unless he is Brady 2.0. It's all ideas. Let Zach marinate a little bit. You want to give him a few reps in the OTAs? Okay. In. And yeah, the training camp rolls around and Rodgers isn't there. Then rubber meets the road. But what if Rodgers is sitting in Green Bay making things a little difficult for you? Just pointing out all these things while we play out the dance. And the dance is playing out at the NFL owners meeting over the last 24 hours. Oh, yes. We're dancing. First up, general manager of the Green Bay Packers, the man who is apparently holding out for this first-round draft choice of the Jets. Again, we're all just assuming, in the same way we're assuming a lot about Lamar Jackson, the whole concept about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as to who's turned down what, who's offered what, we just don't know. We don't know for sure. And we also don't know for sure what the holdup is between the Jets and the Packers. We're just assuming the Packers want that 13th overall selection of the Jets' first-round pick, which is a top-10 pick when you consider the Jets aren't drafting a quarterback in this year's first round of the draft, and four of them are going to go pretty darn quick. So that means, I can do math, 9 more other non-quarterback picks will go, and the Jets will have one of them. They sit there and sit tight, 13th overall. So, Gutekunst first up. This is the, look, he can't say, you're going to hear a lot of, I can't say, can't talk, stuff's going on. But then you can kind of pick and choose what you're hearing that is of particular importance. And this was the exchange of particular importance, if you recall. Previously on this program, we were talking about Rodgers' appearance on Pat McAfee's show. And the big exchange that a lot of folks latched onto was Rodgers saying he was 90% retired when he went into his darkness retreat, spent some time in the dark or in his moments of thought, one day focusing on what would it feel like to be retired? Another day focusing on what would it be like to keep playing? And he came out and made it seem like, you know, grabs his phone, which is what we all do after we can't be around our phone. By the way, not being around my phone for days, I couldn't handle it. Rodgers is a stronger man than I. So he apparently, you know, got back amongst the mix and saw that the Packers were trying to trade him, shopping him. Didn't like it. Well, that was placed before Brian Gutekunst yesterday for comment.
Brian, after everything you and Aaron did to, I don't want to say repair the relationship of the last 2 years, after he, you know, said everything he did a couple years ago, then he comes out a couple weeks ago and says you basically went behind his back to shop him and he didn't seem too pleased. From your perspective, how did the last couple months kind of transpire?
Yeah, I didn't really take his comments like that, and it's certainly not true. I mean, I think, you know, as we got out of the offseason or after the season, and we had a good conversation, and then, you know, we're going to have some follow-up conversations. And our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way, I think at that point, then I had to do my job and kind of reach out and understanding that a trade could be possible and see who was interested. But that shopping was never really part of that.
Oh, boy. Pushing back on Rodgers' narrative. So, for any Packers fans who thought that the Rodgers-Packers split up would be amicable, same two words apply.
Sorry, folks.
Okay. Because the next time Rodgers speaks, you better hope, if you want some sort of amicable split, you better hope it's as a New York Jet, where it's like, that page is turned. I'm on to a new page. I'm on to a new thing. I loved my time in Green Bay. Because if you're going to hold him up, well, this might have to be a part of a conversation or maybe something that causes him to show up in Wisconsin for the spring, which is a beautiful time to go golfing or fishing or hunting if that is your bag, or making stuff awkward. because that was a big time pushback on the narrative. Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm not shopping. I'm just fielding interest. Just finding out who's interested in my goat quarterback, right? Just finding out. Just figuring it out. Because somebody wasn't returning my calls. What am I supposed to do as the general manager of the Green Bay Packers? Oh, but it's the Jets who have no leverage. Got it. Okay. Next up. The general manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas. He's at the owner's meeting, too. God, I love the owner's meeting. Here was Joe, and he was asked for an update. This is great. Oh, boy. Oh, gosh, I really wish you could just say, well, this guy's holding me up for a first-round pick, and I'm like, get out of here, pound sand with that stuff. I have no idea how long this guy's going to play. I'm in the dark just like his retreat. But he, of course, can't say that. This is what Joe Douglas had to say.
Can you tell us about where things stand with the Packers and that trade for Aaron Rodgers?
You know, there's been some productive conversations, and, you know, obviously we're not where we need to be yet, and you know, but feel like we're in a good place.
Do you have a deadline on when you want to have something done?
Yeah, I would say there's no hard deadline, and you know, there's not a ton of urgency from our standpoint right now, but you know, still very optimistic.
Is it your impression that it's going to get done? It's just a matter of when.
I mean, we're going to have to let this process play out. And so, obviously, we're not exactly where we need to be at this time, but you know, we're going to let this process play out, and ultimately, we do feel good about where we're at.
Okay, so for anybody looking for hard, cold facts and information from Joe Douglas, real-time knowledge about the standoff.
Sorry, folks.
There you go. Two words that they seem applicable quite a bit. But thankfully, you've got me in this show. Because we drill down for information and exchanges.
Brilliant!
That can actually go ahead and tell you something. Here's the key exchange with Joe Douglas. Is the first round pick off the table? Great. I don't know who asked this question.
Good question.
Boom. It's a yes or no. You don't ask those at Belichick, but this one drilled. I mean, this hit one right on the head. Go for it.
How much do you value that 13th pick, and how important is that to what you view as this team's future?
I mean, look, where I'm from, every pick is important, and you know, obviously, the 13th pick is a high pick in the round. So, you really really have a great opportunity to bring in a strong player. Picking in the top 15, picking in the top 20. You know, the odds of hitting on those guys usually go up.
Is that pick off the table? Like, is that something that's non-negotiable in a trade?
Look, I'm not going to get into any specifics on what picks have been talked about, anything. But you know, ultimately we're not where we need to be at right now.
It's the first round pick, isn't it? They want it, isn't it?
I can't blame them.
Of course not.
I mean,
but guess what? It's not going to be on the table.
Probably not.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on. No. Get out of here. It's the same two words. Same two words. You want that first?
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, sorry, folks. Not happening. Look, here's the questions that I have. Green Bay, are they really going to go into this draft, making this thing go on the other side of the draft? Are they really going to not take picks in this year's draft? And then have next year's draft be the sliding scale of picks. In the same way that Lamar Jackson isn't getting the money back that he has absolutely cost himself by having the stance that he has. Yes, he's looking for his worth. Yes, he's looking for his value. I do not blame him for that. But there is no question that in previous deals he could have multiple tens of millions more in his pocket had he made a deal for less than the guaranteed money that he was insisting upon a long time ago. He could have had that after year three deal the same way that Allen did and others, the way that Burrow is going to have and Justin Herbert's going to have. In the same way that that's not never coming back. Neither would the picks in this year's draft if the Packers don't take them now. Those picks are gone. Now they can get picks in next year's draft, but they'll have to be sliding around. They could be worse, they could be better, but they could be better if Rodgers plays and Rodgers wins the Super Bowl, all of that. You might as well take the picks now and then have next year's draft be the ones where they could be vastly improved if Rodgers does well. Why not? Okay. The question also is, okay, the Packers willing to do that. The other question is when is Rodgers going to talk next? When is he going to turn the heat up? He can't be watching that soundbite from Gutekunst wherever he is and sipping on that tea of his and just being letting it roll completely off his back. Maybe he does. I shouldn't speak for him. I mean, that's obviously dangerous. He's told everybody, nobody speaks for me. He speaks for himself. But I can only imagine that can't sit well with him. And the answer is, if he keeps talking, does that put more pressure on the Jets? Because that's the way last time he spoke on McAfee's show, everybody came out thinking, well, the Jets now have to do this, and he's undercut the Jets' position. Or does he just stay quiet and let this thing all play out? Because the longer he sits and his intentions are not rewarded with actual real reality of a trade, well, then you're running a risk of him showing up. Now then, as a Jet fan, do I want him there immediately? Of course. As a guy who sits in this chair, do I want this to linger through the draft and have Rodgers show up to Green Bay? Abso-freaking-lutely. You know, this is a yin and a yang over here, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
There's a me thing.
I understand.
And then there's a me thing. I guess it's both about me.
We'll be sick of talking about it by then, but it will be great drama if that happens.
Oh, my God.
Sick of talking about it by then?
Because for me, No. I would like to have him immediately. I want the Jets to use this 13th round draft choice.
Of course.
It's going to be a top 10 player that's not a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah. I do math. I can do that math. I mean, Anthony Richardson, who Frank Reich said today, has top pick screaming all over his tape sometimes.
Uh-oh.
You know, he's going. He could go top five. Levis could go top five. As he showed up all gleaming and hockey-y at his pro day.
We screwed up, Rich. Florida pro day.
Is Monday.
Is Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's the 30th.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want them to use the 13th overall pick, but they are running a risk. This is going to get done. I'm telling everyone this is going to get done. I don't know when, because there's dance going on. But it's playing out. It's glorious. It's a lot of great to talk. Great food for thought. But it's going to happen. Everybody involved knows it's going to happen. And I don't know. It really depends on when Gutekunst finds what midnight is for him. That's it. What's midnight, Brian? What's midnight for you? He's not going to tell that to the media, even if asked point blank. What's midnight? Is it the draft? Is it training camp or is it September 1? You're literally going to wait and you will blow up the entire Jets season and Aaron Rodgers season till September 1. You will hold out for that. And then you're going to have to get, then you'll get nothing. You're going to have to release him. Then you'll get zero. And Rodgers will have to, you know, show up and he knows the offense and maybe there'll be video of him working out somewhere and throwing with Lazard and other people. There'll be threats of X, Y, and Z. Really wanted to get that ugly. I can't imagine. Because then it would enter the Favre realm. Then it would. But not because of what Rodgers is doing. Because of what the general manager is doing. But he can also sit there and just wave his game plan at the howling crowd like Coach Dale did in Hoosiers and just say, this is my plan. No one knows. It's not even April. Let's take a break. 49ers quarterback situation is in full conversation right now. Isn't this great?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Brian Daboll spoke about Saquon Barkley. We heard Ron Rivera and Arthur Smith both asked about Lamar Jackson today. And why are your teams not interested? Got that going on. They're going to vote on rules changes today.
Ah.
Yeah, that's coming.
Come on.
Or tomorrow. They're going to split it up.
Let's get that on site.
We got that going on. Oh, there's our guests, too. Robert Griffin III, he's got a very strong opinion on what's going on with Lamar Jackson and his free agency slash non-free agency. He's first up on this program, middle of hour number two. That'll be great. Miles Sanders is on this program, former Eagle, now Carolina Panther. And Brian Dutcher, the head coach of San Diego State University, who is from the Steve Fisher tree, going all the way back to my senior year of college. All the way back to then. He was there as Steve Fisher went on that magical run. Sorry against you. We're going to go on down the Seton Hall memory lane, Mikey. And then he was part of the Fab Five era. Then he follows Steve Fisher to San Diego State, where apparently he was the prime recruiter of Kawhi Leonard. And now he's a Final Four head coach for San Diego State, which could join the Pac-12 when this tournament's all over. So, lots to talk about with Brian Dutcher in hour number three. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Sorry, folks. Aaron Rodgers is still not a Jet. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo!
Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in any form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.
Back here on our radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Any Grainger equipment being used to put in your floors?
Yes.
Ah.
There actually is a
yes. Now we're all working it together. Great. And that's great.
Attaboy, Mikey.
Yes.
San Francisco 49ers. They're talking. We got talking going on about their sitch. Their quarterback situation.
They got a three-man sitch right now.
Well, they got Sam Darnold, who they just acquired. They got Trey Lance. And they got Brock Purdy, who came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere. Last pick in the draft. Who would have thunk it? As we're sitting there wrapping up the draft last year in Las Vegas, Nevada. Who knew that they hit the point on their final roll of the dice? And Purdy, as we all know, is hurt. Hurt himself in the NFC Championship game. And could be back for the season, might not be. John Lynch, the general manager, spoke yesterday about the quarterback situation with Jimmy Garoppolo no longer behind the glass in case of emergency.
I think Brock has earned the right with the way he played that he's probably the leader in the clubhouse at that. You know, I'll let Kyle make those kind of decisions, but I know when we talk, I think Brock's probably earned that right to be the guy. If we were to line up, he'd probably take that first snap. And I'm really excited about where Trey is at with his progress from his injury. He's been working really hard and, love the opportunity to be able to bring in Sam Darnold and his skill set. We think it's a really good fit. And so we like that room a lot.
Does that surprise you that Brock Purdy gets the nod? Over two third overall picks, including one that they just acquired for minimal value.
A little surprising.
Draft value just, and one with, yeah. You know, where they're this year going to sit around and smoke them if they got them for a second straight year in the first round, paying off their final bill on that one.
A little surprising given that Brock Purdy's injury is so recent and that he's going to have no offseason, essentially. And Kyle Shanahan said today that he may not be ready until week four.
6 months, 8 months is what he said could be. Based on how he's healing from the surgery, could be 6 months, 8 months. So 6 months from today, it's longer than week four, pal.
I mean, week four kind of at the earliest. So I would bet that it's going to be Trey Lance for a majority of the season for San Francisco.
Kyle Shanahan asked about trading one of his quarterbacks. Quote, "We'll listen to anything. We'll listen to people that want to trade for John Lynch. We'll listen to people that want to trade for me."
So tomorrow we might be dead, essentially.
That's essentially his version of that. Like, well, anyone's available.
Got it. I mean, Tom Brady's throwing footballs on a beach like Top Gun, looking pretty good.
Nice.
I mean, dude, shredded.
I saw like with, Gronk. Was Gronk showing off his full, like a half moon in the water and stuff like that?
I mean, you see Edelman? Edelman's yoked. Amendola looks good.
It did look like Top Gun.
Like get the band back together. Seriously. Bring Tom into San Francisco. Get Gronk to match up with Kittle. You got Edelman in the slot with Amendola, and then Debo and Ayuk to pick up his fifth year. We got CMC in the backfield. It's 17-0.
17-0, baby.
You know what the O also stands for is the total body fat of those five individuals.
Yeah, right? Come on. One time.
Bring it back.
Right now, that's the sound you hear of Susie pulling over to the side of the road to check out Tom Brady's Instagram right now.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Uh-huh.
Is it good? What do we got?
I made it. Mike.
It's 49ers aren't going in that direction. Right. Don't go there, Chris. We don't deal in rumors with Tom Brady around here. Stop that.
John Lynch just said that the guy who would start week one is a dude who can't throw it from me to you right now.
Is it me or is every move...
You're not lying.
Is it me? Is it me or... There's two ways to look at this. Is it me or is every move that they've made since acquiring Trey Lance...
The wrong.
...being made to make sure that Trey Lance has the proper backup and the proper support and the proper cushion in case he needs that in his maturation? Or every move that they've made since acquiring Trey Lance is to have a plan that they'd rather have than start Trey Lance?
I mean, and again,
now Lance gets.
We love Trey Lance,
dude.
He was awesome at Super Bowl.
And how he said he's open to the competition. That video went viral.
Went ape, yeah.
Yes, that was the first interview we had in our Super Bowl
number
week
one,
this past
right
year in Arizona,
and he was great. Love him.
And they draft him third overall. They use all that capital to go get him. He comes out of a season at North Dakota State that had only one game in it because COVID wiped it out. He hadn't played a game. He had hardly played at the collegiate level. He played one terrific season. Then COVID wiped it out, and then they draft him. Then they use him. The idea is in the red zone in his rookie season. He throws the first touchdown pass of the year for the 49ers as a rookie. And then they play Garoppolo instead. He gets a cup of coffee here and there because Garoppolo couldn't stay healthy the whole season. And Jimmy G was the clear starter for a team that almost made the Super Bowl. Then it's going to be his gig. It's his gig, and they keep Garoppolo around because they figure Purdy's not the proper backup with no experience of a guy who's never done it before at the professional level for a full season, and he doesn't even last a full month in Trey Lance. And Garoppolo does what he does all the way to his injury, and Purdy does what he does all the way to his injury. And Lance is like, I'm open for the competition. And not only is the competition going to come from Purdy when he comes back, but they acquire Sam Darnold on top of it. And this could be his perfect moment of opportunity as well. Without question for Darnold, the most secure and consistent coaching staff and management situation he's ever been part of. Don't forget, Todd Bowles drafted him. Then Adam Gase got all googly-eyed. Then he saw ghosts. Then he's gone.
Seen ghosts.
Then Matt Rhule is there, and then Matt Rhule is gone. Steve Wilkes is in. Now he's gone, and so is Darnold. And that's not happening in San Francisco. So which one is it? Everything's there to support Lance, and everything is there to supplant Lance. Which one is it?
He's probably thinking the same thing.
I don't know, man. I'd like to see him out there for a full year just to see what it's like.
I don't know, man.
You feel
I
like think the upside is through the roof.
I think he's the starter week one.
Lance?
Yes.
He's got to be.
I think he's going to be the starter week one, and I think he's got a month to show it. That is a very short runway for him.
I really want
to. And he's got to take off, and he's going to have a dynamite first month.
Hit the ground running.
Because if Purdy comes back in week four and he's ready to go, don't you think?
The Niners are 3-1, then.
Don't you think?
You know.
That is going to be a great drama to play out and a great problem for the 49ers to have.
Absolutely.
One of those first-class problems, right?
Not that difficult of a schedule
on paper, man.
The 49ers.
Because you think the Rams are going to stink.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
You think that's two dubs.
I do.
And I know that they have the Rams number to begin with, even when the Rams are at top of the football food chain.
They play the NFC East. They play the AFC North. And they also play Jacksonville, Minnesota, and Tampa. Not that hard this year.
He just went higher register. I noticed it. By the way, while we're on the subject of the Rams, Sean McVay spoke today and says that the team is definitely interested in bringing back Odell and says, guess what? Matthew Stafford, no limitations, ready to roll.
Yeah, well, to quote you, Rich, I need to see it.
Full go spring.
Need to see it.
Full go spring, and here come the Rams, and the Rams don't have a first-round pick. It belongs to Detroit, and here we go. We're gonna get more draft choices in. I want the Rams to be so good that you won't give up your tickets on the secondary ticket market more than twice. Who's on the Rams home schedule? Do you want to peg which ones you're already going to put on the secondary ticket market?
Sure. Hold on a second.
And hold on a minute. I want your opinion. I know you're going to go to all of them, Mike.
I can't.
Why?
They're not going to have any night games because they stunk last year. We're going to have maybe one night game. Okay. I work on Sundays. I'll never have a chance. You kidding me?
Uh-oh.
I'm actually sad.
So here we go, Mike. Chris, give it to me.
All right, here we go. Rams home schedule. So obviously we have Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle.
Seattle. You don't want to see Seattle come in? Here comes Bobby Wagner.
A lot of Seahawks fans in L.A.,
Rich. Yeah, Seahawks are good.
I know. So you want to cough up your tickets for that one?
Yeah.
Let's see. They play the Commanders at home this year.
You want to see Lamar?
We might meet new owners.
We're not seeing Lamar.
Okay. New owner.
Eagles. Eagles in SoFi this
year.
Dude.
Oh, that's the ticket.
That's good. That'll be a good one.
I could pay my season.
Cleveland. Pittsburgh.
Another one.
Oh, boy.
Pittsburgh.
Hold on a second.
Pay that man his money.
Pittsburgh's coming here?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Steelers fans in
LA. Yeah.
Big. That's a road game for the Rams.
They better go full go on that silent snap count.
Eagles, too. Between the Steelers and Eagles, Mike, we'll pay for our whole season.
Pay for the whole season. Done.
You're terrible.
I can't.
You're terrible. I want the Rams to be so good. You're like, I'm going. Whose house? Your house.
Brockman's.
Rams house. Let's go.
Brockman can go. You can go. He physically can go.
What do you mean you're not? What are you working all day to make sure Carissa Thompson can give us the news update?
I do game breaks.
What are you going to do all
TJ
day?
TJ knows.
You're the only one. TJ. You're the only one who could do the game breaks, Mike.
Actually,
Go on a game.
I got like a couple more years of that, and I'm see you. Sundays.
So you're sitting there and they say, hey, Mike. No, wait a second. You're sitting there and they say, hey, Mike, it's a news update. It's a news break.
No, I do the game breaks.
I know the game breaks.
I know. I'm done. I got to do it.
So what do you do? Like staring into space?
I watch the games. I get paid to watch the games. I actually have a blast. It's fun, but I got a couple more and I'm done.
Or you could you could go to the games you're paying to go to.
Hey, I'm
doing, Rich, I'm going to do it 30 years and I'm cutting it off.
I mean, what are you doing this so you could afford the floors? Come on.
No, the boat. I got and the boat's got a name now. The boat's getting named.
I want the Rams so good.
Yeah, it had a name, Two Pump Chump.
Yeah, exactly.
He was so upset.
I'm not okay.
When one of our viewers who he asked, and listeners who he asked on Twitter at Rich Eisen Show to help him name his boat, and it came back, hashtag Two Pump Chump.
He's still missing. He just dropped a D's joke.
Careful.
No, I can say it. I'm
careful.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, you can't say that every day.
So you
think
the Niners schedule so easy because the Rams stink, the Cardinals stink. Got it. Who else stinks on their schedule? You think he's going to stink? The Rams are not going to stink. They will not.
No, the Rams are going to. Be better than last year.
The Rams are going to be under 500, guys.
No, boy. No.
Oh boy,
no. Brockman.
Oh boy,
I saw that last game.
Am I the only one seeing things clearly here? I can see clearly now.
Okay.
I need another pump.
So you didn't answer me. Which one is it?
Which one is it? What?
The 49ers.
What's the original question?
Every move they're making to support Lance or supplant him.
I think a lot of the moves are a just in case situation.
Come on, Trey. Trey's got weeks 1 through 4. That's it.
Maybe 1 through 6.
I don't know about that. If Purdy's back week 4, if he's throwing and ready to go, ready to roll in week 4.
Ready to roll.
I don't know, pal. Then there's Sam Darnold lurking. Great stuff. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Still to come, Robert Griffin III from ESPN. The latest from the NFL owners meeting and all the teams who are not interested in Lamar that quite frankly should be. That's still to come here on the program. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit all together.
I just tried to help him improve his camera.
Yeah, he brought me a camera.
Oh, good.
Camera.
You know. Good.
I got better, right? I mean, I used to stink.
You know, you guys are all talking about something the radio audience has no idea
that's
what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. That's I'm not good.
But you're great at television.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad now. I'm back.
Terrific.
No, I was explaining that TJ made me better on camera.
Okay.
So I could speak more.
More, just
adaptive to the people that are out there, so understand what I'm saying.
Look at you.
I sucked. I'll admit it. Brockman would laugh every time I would start talking. I was terrible on camera.
Excuse me.
For a long time.
Mike, why would you say that? You were the first day when I walked in here in our show set. By the way, I had no idea you were hired to work the board.
I was hired like 8 months before.
Chris Long, the great Chris Long, who birthed this show on Audience.
Shut up, boss.
Hired you to do it, and I had no idea. And he's just like, he's a character. I'm like, absolutely.
I wasn't going to be on camera. You know that originally.
Well,
they were going to sit me in another spot.
The minute
I was sad.
The minute that I saw you were here, I put a microphone right in front of your face. And then look at you now.
Was that? I might have been a mistake, Rich.
Why are you making that face, Chris? What's that face for right there?
Nothing. No face.
What are you looking at?
He's just, you know.
Is there news breaking?
Nope. I'm just scrolling the.
That's odd.
Tom Brady Instagram.
Stuff, Chris just did what Mike did to the other sound guy that he kind of made that face to.
Let me use Rich Eisen Show space for this very important public service announcement. In the same way that I think Lamar Jackson's tweet letting everyone know that he had asked for a trade, had an audience of 31. The other owners in the National Football League, not named Steve Bisciotti. Hey, everybody, you think the Ravens are going to match an offer sheet? Oh, guess what? I have no intention of playing for them again. So let's take that one off the table. That's what I think. I have a message for all 32 owners in the National Football League. Sitting right here. When you see this proposal placed in front of you to use NFL Replay Assist, the eye in the sky that we're not calling Sky Judge because we can't get to that point yet. When this is placed in front of you to utilize this to review all roughing the passer penalties that have been called on the field. Let's not open Pandora's box and use it to try and place a flag on the field for something that should have been called and wasn't. I'm talking about that. Placed in front of you, you having the opportunity to use the replay assist system that gets in the ear of the head referee and says, hold on a minute, that call you made out of bounds is really inbounds. And then all of a sudden, you're watching the game, and 10 seconds after you think, wait a minute, my guy was in bounds. You called it out of bounds. What's going on? And then all of a sudden, they come back. It's really a catch, however they phrase it. Oh, they just decided to get together and use their own vision, potentially. Somebody gets in their ear and says, it's a catch before the next snap comes. While everyone's running in substitutions, there's time to make these decisions. Oh, yeah, somebody's knee was down. No, it wasn't. Well, wait a minute. Somebody was out of bounds. You ruled it inbounds. It's incomplete. Oh, okay. It's being used to fix things, to fix where a ball is placed. Use it to fix the roughing the passer penalties that are being called by officials in bang bang plays. Totally understand that they're doing it out of caution. They are the first line of defense for the most valuable, in terms of certainly dollars paid, cap money used, players that are out there on the field. Totally get that they feel they're the first line of defense and they're going to call roughing the passer penalties, because it's their job to protect these quarterbacks on behalf of the National Football League membership. But they're blowing a lot of them, quite simply. And it is totally damaging to the game, damaging to the team that is being improperly flagged, damaging to the fans watching this game at home and thinking it's no longer a league where you can hit somebody that causes somebody to have the ball dislodged or hit somebody to put a quarterback down on the ground. Might as well put flags on them. Might as well do this. Might as well do that. It's very damaging. Very damaging. It causes people to turn television sets off, and it turns fans away from the game when it happens continuously. And heaven forbid it happens in a Super Bowl. Heaven forbid. I mean, we're all talking about, as we did yesterday, it was kind of her James Bradberry of the Eagles to call in. We're talking about this guy being called for a hold that we all thought should have been called, right? Correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And at least that's the conversation of, well, technically could be a foul. I see how it's a foul. Even James Bradberry says, I see how it's a foul. But we're all like, time, place, circumstance. Don't dig it. Don't want it. Don't like it. At least that's a conversation we can have. This is just a flat-out blown, what are you seeing? Could you imagine? Could you imagine, instead of Bradberry getting called for that hold, could you imagine if, say, Brandon Graham comes in, Sue comes in, Fletcher Cox comes in, puts Mahomes down on the ground, and they thought his full body weight came on him, and instead you're seeing hands on the ground as the tackle is being made to make sure the full body weight doesn't go, an official thought for a second, yeah, that's a rough and call. We're protecting Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl with mere seconds. Could you imagine if that is what gave the Eagles, Ajita, and the Chiefs a fresh set of downs? Could you imagine? Please. Use the replay assist system. Do it. Just do it. I know we feel like, oh, God, we just went down this road before with pass interference being challenged, and then all of a sudden one official sees where it's too subjective, roughing the passer. It's just as subjective as pass interference. Is it really a foul? Is it not really a foul? It's not as simple as foot inbounds, foot out of bounds, knee down, knee not down, ball placed on this yard line and not. That is, at least we're fine with using replay assist for something that is so easily visual, and there's nothing subjective about a white line and whether a toe's on it or not. this is just, I don't know. It's just, we've got the officials there for a reason. Mistake. Big mistake. With all due respect, I should have actually front-loaded that. So I'm talking to the 32 members of the National Football, or 31, since one of them's already in London, I guess, selling the team-ish. So
he's hanging with Ted Lasso.
Everybody's there who's got a vote. Vote yes. Vote yes to having replay assist you in making the game as mistake-free as possible from an error that can completely be fixed, and when left unfixed is totally damaging. The 15 yards happening on third down, fresh set of downs, Chris Jones making the most remarkably athletic play for a man his size as we saw on a Thursday night against the Raiders, sacked Derek Carr, forced fumble and recovery, all before Carr hit the ground, and using the offhand to make sure he doesn't put his full body weight on him. And the reason why he didn't use both hands is because the other hand had the fumbled football that he took away in it. That gets waved off. So damaging. Please vote yes. RG3 coming up. It's not going to happen. I just spat into the wind. I just yelled into the chasm, echoing back at me. Judy Batista, my colleague who knows such things from the NFL media group, saying this weekend they're going to talk about it, but there's not a lot of competition committee support for it. Please put me on it. Add a chair. Pull up a chair. I'll sit in it. I'll tell everyone what they don't want to hear. Hey, I know you're a coach. I know you're a general manager. I know you're an executive. And I know your livelihoods are on the line. I know I've got my job. You
Let me
know,
talk to you.
I know I've got.
Rich is going to roll up like Roy Kent. Oi!
Oi!
And then make everybody stop.
No. I'm going to show. You know what I'm going to show up? I'm going to show up as, one of the Roy kids.
No.
Yeah.
Greg?
Not Greg. That's cousin Greg. He's not. He's a cousin.
That's the only character name I know.
Or maybe I show up as Logan Roy.
I mean,
I'll show up as Logan, and I will show up there.
Got the sweater going.
And I will just shake my head at everybody and wait for my phone to ring for this deal to get made. That's what I'm going to do. With all due respect.
Thank you.
Put me on the committee. Do it. You need it.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo!
Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day. It's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in any other form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.